So I was able to convince Harshita to leave her job at Citibank and join me as a co-founder in this new journey.
Can you share a little bit about Grey Labs?
Every technology has a life cycle. In the beginning, they are not established use cases, what can be done, it is not that matured enough.
I enjoy that early wala phase, right? Early mover mein ek benefit hota hai ki you get to experiment on a lot of things.
India as a market, hot topic of conversation, is it big enough?
Over time, we started learning ki selling to an enterprise is not about selling to one person. There is business, IT, information security, legal, compliance, finance, procurement. Saat log hote hain.
Culture is not about that swanky offices and swags given and all those things. I personally feel that is how much you care for your team members.
For a founder, what's the secret to a happy marriage?
While it may sound like ki saath mein kaam karna iske alag challenges hain as husband wife, I think it has its own strengths.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Matrix Moments podcast. I'm excited to introduce Aman and Harshita, who were earlier founders of Cogno AI and now founders of a new company called Grey Labs. And we have the privilege of partnering with them at the seed round. Welcome Aman, welcome Harshita, glad to have you here. I'm going to start with some personal stories. Your background and past has been covered in a lot of different pods, so we are not going to do that. But when was the first time you made money? What did you do? How did it turn out?
So the first time I made money was actually in the second year of college. So at that time, what happened was that I had started writing blogs. So there was this publication, Wiley Publications. So there is a very famous book, Resnick Halliday, the physics book for JEE preparation. So for them, I was writing blogs and like I used to earn around 500 rupees per blog. This was second year of college. And then later on, I also like ran a business of content writing while in college itself. And at that time, I was making like decent money. So yeah, that was the first time I started earning money. And then like Cogno happened.
Resnick Halliday brings back a lot of nightmares. What's your story, Aman?
In 2013, when I cleared JEE Advanced, got a decent rank. So a lot of people started reaching out to me about my IIT JEE preparation story, right? Back then it was called IIT JEE. I'm sure the same for you. So a friend suggested that instead of talking to people individually, why don't you create a blog, right? So that's when I created a blog called amangoyaliitb.blogspot.com. It's still there. I don't maintain it anymore because of lack of time. So because that blog became reasonably popular, I wrote about my preparation strategies, balancing out between board exams and JEE and so on and so forth. So because of that, a few companies, edtech startups reached out to me. So one of the edtech startups who was building like a content platform for IIT JEE preparation, they had reached out and I had created some solutions to JEE questions for them. So that was my first earning, I think. And they paid at that time some 13,000 rupees for about a week's worth of work. And after that, I did a lot of freelancing later on in the similar space. But that was my first taste of earning money.
So both in content marketing.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Stories are important. Founders go through a lot of highs and lows, but these are very rarely talked about. So during the Cogno AI journey, what was your darkest moment? How did you get through it? And what lessons did it leave with you?
So in 2020, so we did a lot of lateral hiring and it went terribly bad.
Okay,
so every person that we were hiring, I mean, there was some problem. Actually, later on in retrospect, we figured out that it was a culture misfit issue because once you hire laterals and if their culture does not align with your company, then it is very likely to fail that hiring piece. So at that time, it was very difficult to run the company. So at that time, we had to manage it somehow. We like promoted people internally, coached them, and we managed it all. But yeah, that was a pretty difficult time.
For me, it was slightly in 2018, actually. So I had originally started Cogno with a friend of mine from IIT Bombay before Harshita joined in. So he abruptly left the company, wanted to pursue something else. And it was a short 2-day notice. When he left, at that time, we were one intern, one full-time employee operating out of a 2 BHK flat in Ghatkopar. So it was a difficult time because suddenly co-founder quitting, everybody starts questioning you, right? Because you leave your job offers and placement offers from the campus saying that I will build a venture. And then suddenly co-founder exit is a big event. Customers were asking me. My parents were a lot worried because at that time I was like 1 year out of college. So my parents were very worried. And so for Raksha Bandhan, I had to go to my hometown. And I had to face my parents and sister in such a situation where company was on the verge of shutting down. So I think that was one of the most difficult durations of Cogno. But fortunately, I was able to convince Harshita to leave her job at Citibank and join me as a co-founder in this new journey. So after she joined, within a short span of time, things started getting much better. So we distributed the roles and responsibilities, and whatever, you know, friction that was there between me and my earlier co-founder, whatever learnings were there, we wrote it down, improved everything, and started distributing the roles and responsibilities between the two of us. And that helped us get back on track. But it was a difficult situation because I had to buy out the shares of my co-founder, and we were left with like less than 5 lakh rupees in the bank account. So almost like nothing.
At that time, like co-founders are also like, ultimately there's so much mutual trust and belief, right?
Correct.
That maybe if it's alone, you might even not do it, but just because there's someone else who believes in the mission, it sometimes gives you the confidence to take a shot. Right?
You know, all the problems aside, you get into a deep shock when this happens, because I did not see that happening where a co-founder quits on a very short notice. It's usually a gradual process where you both mutually decide that, okay, this idea, this problem statement is not working and we need to do something else, right? And in that process, maybe one of them decides to move out, and that is okay. But here, things were not going as bad. We had a few paying customers. We had some of the largest banks as our customers already. And suddenly, it was a shock to me that my co-founder decided to exit. But then I respect the decision. Matlab, everybody has their own preferences. Everybody has their own choices.
And of course, I don't know if everyone knows this, but both of you are now married to each other. How do you manage work life and personal life together? What are the spoken or unspoken rules, right? Because work-life balance for two of you is probably very different.
I think I have one life. Work and life are like both very coexistent in that. And I think I enjoy it, honestly. But yeah, like how we do is that we divide the roles like very strictly. If he's looking at sales, marketing, all the customer-facing roles, and I'm looking at product and tech, there's a clear segregation. We might discuss with each other what is to be done and whatever, but it is never the case. So what happens is that it's the other person's decision. Like whoever is handling that department, it's finally their decision, and nobody overrides it. Right, and we both trust each other that, okay, you are taking this decision. I may not agree with it, but I kind of trust you. And kuch agar garbad hota hai, so we'll just manage it together. So that is how we handle it. And yeah, I honestly personally love that intermixing of work life and personal life.
Same, matlab itna challenge nahi aaya. I think as long as you create segregation and boundary that this is your territory, this is my territory in terms of decision making, we agree to each other's decision and we respect that. And if something goes wrong, that's okay. We are at the end of the day, like nobody is perfect. And if let's say she takes a wrong product decision or I take a wrong sales business side of decision, that's fine. Matlab, in business, nobody can be perfect. Things will go wrong all the time. So you have to face the problems together. And then you have to work towards it. But you know, I'll tell you, Pranay, there are a lot of benefits of us working together. There is complete trust between each other. She doesn't have to worry that I have access to bank accounts and finances of the company. And she has no double thought in mind that, you know, if I may do something wrong, I may, do something wrong in terms of bank account, financial irregularities and those kind of things. So that mutual trust is there between the founders. That helps a lot. And you don't question the intent of the person on pretty much everything. You know that this person is not going to do something which will screw me in either way, right? So that helps a lot, because a large part of the peace of mind is just making sure that you have the right relationship with your co-founders. So wo peace of mind aapko mil jata hai. So you can now fully focus on the customer without worrying ki if I am sitting with a customer, peeche kya chal raha hai? Or if she is building the product, aage kya chal raha hai, right? So all those things. So I think while it may sound like ki saath mein kaam karna, iske alag challenges hai as husband wife, I think it has its own strengths which has created a lot of benefit for us.
Like our traits are highly complementary. So value system is same, traits are complementary. So that actually helps in managing things together.
So when she says this, that traits are complementary, for example, she is very detail oriented. So that's where product and engineering roles are better suited to her. I am more of a macro level person, ki what is the 2, 3, 5 year view of the company or the market. So for me, the business side roles are much suited. She is slightly conservative when it comes to taking risks. I am more of aggressive when it comes to taking risks and taking decisions which have slight uncertainty. So there's a joke between the two of us. If there are two founders like her, company will not start. If there are two founders like me, company will be gambled out. So both of us balance out each other in that sense as well. And both, by the way, this works equally well in professional life as well as personal life as well. In personal life, you face similar situations, right? We have divided roles and responsibilities. This is the part of her work. For example, she absolutely hates finance, accounting, income tax return. You know, CA sends a mail, send your last quarter bank statement. Abhi, day before yesterday, he sent an email, return filing karna, bank statement bhejo. So she hates all of this part, so I handle it. Same way, some part of household activities, which I don't like it, she handles it. Usme waisa nahi hai ki, you know, why is she doing as a female or why am I doing that as a male? Kuch nahi hai. Run household like a company. Ki at the end of the day, household should succeed and do well. Both of us should optimize for our time. Usme jisko, jo cheez mujhe nahi pasand hai, she picks it up. Jo cheez usko nahi pasand, I pick it up. Doesn't matter ki wo, like male, female distinction, wo all of that we keep aside.
Yeah, so it's like running a house, running a company, it's same for
yeah.
Okay. Essentially.
Same principles.
Yeah. Interesting. So you said value system, trust, faith, complementary skills, and it carries over from personal life to work life.
Absolutely.
Awesome. When you get home, do you talk about work? Do you leave it in the office? And if you want to sort of just wind down and relax, like what does that look
we
like?
We talk about work also, so that's fine. I mean, it's so as a strict rule, nahi hai. Yeah. So
correct.
We relax also, we talk about work also, everything.
Okay.
I'll tell you one routine that we follow is ki after 10 o'clock, once our parents my parents stay with me, once they sleep, we both go down and take a walk for about half an hour, 1 hour. It helps in better digestion of the food and staying healthy, as well as that's our time to think about our, you know, what is our future. And our future includes our personal life as well as professional life both. So we discuss anything and everything, right, in these evening walks. So वहाँ पे कुछ ना कुछ work related discussions obviously आते हैं कि यार product में क्या improve करें, company में next year better revenue कैसे लेके आएं, right? How do we improve? Those are more of retrospections, introspections, where we go deep, dive deeper कि आज क्या गलत decisions लिए, क्या improve किया जा सकता था, and that happens. मतलब these are mixed discussions जिसमें personal professional सब discuss होता है कि मतलब as stupid things as कि यार cook ने आज घर पे खाना अच्छा नहीं बनाया. To things like, यार वो वाला customer meeting बहुत अच्छा गया, ये product में ये feature बनाया, ये तो बहुत ही market में मतलब सही जाएगा. So वो मतलब mix and match होता ही है. And the larger theme is कि यार what, how do we together take our lives to a better position every single day. वैसा है.
So it's management meetings for life.
Exactly. Right. And वो रोज होते हैं without fail. रोज मतलब रोज 10:30 बजे हम नीचे जाके रोज walk करते हैं. मतलब that's a ritual.
Just switching gears a little bit, right? You've both done well in life. Why start another company? What gives you the motivation?
I think doing well in life and starting a company are two independent things for me. Matlab, running a company is all about creating something for which we are excited and engaging ourselves in meaningful work, right? Wo us part mein chala jata hai. Paisa to matlab side mein banta rahega. If put it the other way, ki jo main bolta hu ki risk adjusted. You will make more money in a job compared to business. So doing another business is more like ki pasand hai, ek aur product banate hain, ek aur market mein ek business banate hain, kuch exciting karte hain, risk lete hain, kuch naya karte hain, rather than saying ki yaar paisa ban gaya ab, matlab hum log bore ho jayenge yaar, we are 28 years old. हम अगर शांति से बैठेंगे बोर हो जाएंगे, एक बड़ी कंपनी में कहीं पे जॉब वगैरह करेंगे हम पक्का बोर हो जाएंगे. सो लाइफ में कुछ वो एक्साइटमेंट चाहिए, लाइफ में कुछ ना कुछ चलते रहना चाहिए. सो बिजनेस इज आर वे टू गेट दैट थ्रिल.
And for me, I always want to do better than how I have done in the previous time. So irrespective of whatever the outcome is, I'm like, can it be done better? Can it be done better? So I think it's a never-ending journey. And jab tak energy hai, to karna chahiye.
And see, India mein yaar GDP per capita kam hai, sab kuch sasta hai. To aap ne 1-2 crore rupaye bhi bana liye hai na, to aap bahut achhi life jee sakte ho. Matlab hometown mein chale jao aap, you will live like a king. So aisa nahi hai ki 1-2 crore bana liye to fir matlab jo aaj achhi companies hain, Google wagera mein log kaam kar rahe hain, sabke paise ban gaye hain. So aapke I'm sure paise bane hain, aap bhi kaam kar rahe ho, right? So it's more about doing meaningful work, being excited about it. पैसा बनता रहेगा, वो तो मतलब इफ यू डू गुड वर्क पैसा बनता रहेगा. सो कोई फुल स्टॉप नहीं है. कल को जितना हमने पैसा बनाया, शायद उसका 10 times, 20 times और पैसा बन जाएगा. तब भी मतलब एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप इज मोर लाइक अ पैशन रादर देन इट डजंट एंड सेइंग वी डोंट हैव अ माइलस्टोन इन माइंड कि इतना पैसा बन गया तो लाइफ में काम करना छोड़ देंगे. वैसा नहीं, बिकॉज वी एंजॉय आवर वर्क. रोज सुबह उठ के ऑफिस जाके काम करने में मजा आता है. वैसा है.
नो, कंप्लीटली अग्री विद यू. सो इट्स मोर अबाउट कीपिंग योरसेल्फ motivated with a mission, and money is a lagging indicator of success, right?
Exactly.
It's not the input in itself. Can you share a little bit about Grey Labs? What's the idea going in?
So see, we are still in early phases, but I'll tell you at a high level what we are building. So we, jo aapke एंटरप्राइजेस हैं जिन विच आर कंज्यूमर फेसिंग, उसमें आपने कभी कॉल सेंटर पे कॉल किया है, यू कॉल टाटा वोल्टास, यू कॉल ICICI बैंक, यू हेयर अ लाइन सेइंग दिस कॉल विल बी रिकॉर्डेड फॉर ट्रेनिंग एंड क्वालिटी पर्पजेस. तो जो कॉल रिकॉर्डिंग्स होती हैं उसको स्टोर किया जाता है, एंड बिकॉज बड़ी कंपनीज में थाउजेंड्स ऑफ कॉल सेंटर एजेंट्स होते हैं, उन कॉल्स को एनालाइज किया जाता है मैनुअली, 1 या 2% ऑफ द सैंपल लेके उनकी ऑडिट करी जाती है कि एजेंट ने कस्टमर को ग्रीट किया कि नहीं, एजेंट ने कस्टमर का प्रॉब्लम समझा कि नहीं, फीडबैक मांगा कि नहीं, CVV OTP कुछ कॉन्फिडेंशियल डिटेल तो नहीं मांग ली, ऑल दीज थिंग्स. एंड ये प्रोसेस पूरा मैनुअल होता है. वॉट वी आर बिल्डिंग इज एन ऑटोमेशन फॉर दिस प्रोसेस, एंड ये एक नैरो सा प्रॉब्लम से चालू किया. इट्स अ स्मॉल प्रॉब्लम, नॉट अ वर्ल्ड चेंजिंग प्रॉब्लम, बट इट्स मीनिंगफुल प्रॉब्लम फॉर द एंटरप्राइजेस, बिकॉज उनको कॉल वॉल्यूम्स बढ़ रहा है, कस्टमर्स एक्वायर ज्यादा कर रहे हैं, तो कॉल सेंटर में नंबर ऑफ एजेंट्स बढ़ रहे हैं, बिकॉज ऑफ दैट ऑडिट टीम का साइज भी बढ़ता जा रहा है. तो हमने एक छोटा सा नैरो प्रॉब्लम पकड़ा है विच बिकम्स एन एंट्री पॉइंट. लार्जर गोल आप बोलोगे अगर, तो स्पीच या कॉल रिकॉर्डिंग्स एक अनस्ट्रक्चर्ड डेटा है. सो वॉट वी आर सेइंग कि लार्ज एंटरप्राइज में बहुत सारा अनस्ट्रक्चर्ड डेटा जनरेट होता है, स्पीच है, ईमेल है, या आपके और भी तरह के जो इंटरनेट डॉक्यूमेंट्स हैं, कैसे हम इस अनस्ट्रक्चर्ड डेटा को स्ट्रक्चर करके एक प्रोडक्ट उसके अराउंड बिल्ड करें, दैट्स द गोल. एंड वी आर यूजिंग टेक्नोलॉजीज ऑफ जनरेटिव AI, लार्ज लैंग्वेज मॉडल, स्पीच टू टेक्स्ट एंड दोज काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स. सो दैट्स द यू नो शॉर्ट एंड लॉन्ग फॉर्म ऑफ व्हाट वी आर बिल्डिंग.
सो यू यूज फ्यू टर्म्स, राइट? सो ऑब्वियसली देयर इज अनस्ट्रक्चर्ड डेटा, देयर इज AI, एंड देयर इज एंटरप्राइज. सो आई एम गोइंग टू पुश यू अ लिटिल बिट एंड आस्क क्वेश्चंस ऑन दोज. वन फाउंडर टोल्ड मी देयर इज प्रोबेबली अ लेट मूवर एडवांटेज टू ऑल थिंग्स AI, यू नो, लाइक स्विच ऑफ ट्विटर, गो आउट फॉर अ वॉक, कम बैक 2 years लेटर, मे बी द टेक्नोलॉजी हैज मैच्योर्ड एंड सेटल्ड डाउन, एंड नाउ यू नो for what are the capabilities and what to build.
So every technology has a life cycle. In the beginning, they are not established use cases, what can be done, it is not that matured enough, not a lot of things can be handled in that. And then there is a phase when it is reasonably mature, that now it can be used for real world applications. And then there's a declining phase, something new comes up, right? So I think this phase, when it is reasonably mature, is the right time to build applications around the technology. Right? So, because enough research has happened, now you can actually do something with that.
So, maybe so, on that, I'll ask you, right? If I compare it to internet, are we at like internet in 1994 or internet in like 2001 with the broadband wave, right? So,
यार हम 4-5 साल के थे, आप हमें उस टाइम पे लेके जा रहे हो.
ओके, बैड एग्जांपल. सो मे बी आई कम. ओके, नाउ आई एम रिवीलिंग माय एज इन द प्रोसेस, सो मे बी वी विल टेक अ मोर नेक्स्ट जनरेशन, बट इज दिस द BlackBerry and Windows OS phase, or is this the iPhone sort of phase in the mobile era, right? I'm trying to catch up with your
no, so again, difficult question. Yeah, because we were still in school. Yeah, हम middle class family से आते हैं. हमने iPhone जब 2007 में launch हुआ था, मैं 7th class में था.
Okay.
मतलब ना phone मिलेगा ना iPhone, कुछ नहीं मिलेगा. So देखिए, मैं आपका question answer करता हूँ, right? कि let's take a step back, कि अभी बनाना क्यों चाहिए. I think as an entrepreneur, मुझे मज़ा आता है experiment करने में, right? टेक्नोलॉजी जब मैच्योर हो जाएगी तो उसमें ज्यादा एस्पेक्ट जो बचता है कि इसको कमर्शियलाइज कैसे करें. बट आई एंजॉय द थ्रिल ऑफ को क्रिएटिंग एंड फाइंडिंग यूज केसेस ऑफ दैट टेक्नोलॉजी विद द कस्टमर. आज हम जब कस्टमर्स के साथ बैठते हैं ना, बहुत सारी चीजें ब्रेनस्टॉर्म होती है. सिर्फ ये डिस्कस नहीं होता है कि ये फाइनल है, इसको हम ऐसे इंप्लीमेंट करते हैं. डिस्कशन होता है कि यार इसका और क्या कर सकते हैं. हमारे पास बहुत अच्छे अच्छे यूज केसेस आ रहे हैं जनरेटिव AI के, लैंग्वेज मॉडल्स के, जो मैंने भी नहीं सोचे. मतलब जैसे स्पीच का मैंने आपको भी बताया कि कॉल रिकॉर्डिंग्स को हम एनालाइज कर रहे हैं. एक बैंक ने मुझे बोर्ड मीटिंग की पूरी रिकॉर्डिंग पकड़ा दी और बोला कि आप इसका कुछ कर सकते हो क्या. कोई और बोल रहा है कि यार हमारे पास ईमेल्स आते हैं, उसमें कुछ कर सकते हो क्या. सो बहुत सारे यूज केसेस निकल के आते हैं. अब जब ऐसे प्रॉब्लम स्टेटमेंट्स कस्टमर थ्रो करते हैं ना, तब मजा आता है डिस्कशंस में, क्योंकि मुझे भी नहीं पता है कि ऑफ द शेल्फ मैं ये टेक्नोलॉजी उठाऊंगा तो मेरा सोल्यूशन बन जाएगा. मुझे उसके लिए फिगर आउट करना रहेगा क्या टेक्नोलॉजी बनानी है, एंड देन फिगर आउट करना रहेगा कैसे बनानी है. सो दैट डिस्कवरी फेज, आई थिंक द एक्साइटमेंट ऑफ दैट डिस्कवरी फेज इज व्हाट इज यू नो पुटिंग अस इन अ सिचुएशन वेयर हम बोल रहे हैं चलो एक और स्टार्टअप बनाते हैं. अभी जनरेटिव AI को 1 साल हुआ है, कुछ यूज केसेस एस्टैब्लिश हो गए, बट इंडिया में इट्स वेरी वेरी अर्ली. प्रैक्टिकली 0 अडॉप्शन है प्रैक्टिकली. मतलब और लोग बोलते हैं ना कि AI का मास अडॉप्शन कब आएगा. देखिए, क्लाउड आज भी अडॉप्शन चल रहा है. क्लाउड के आज भी किराना स्टोर वाला पेपर पेन पे लिखता है, तो क्लाउड अभी वहां पे नहीं पहुंचा है. वो बहुत सारे स्टार्टअप्स आ रहे हैं बट अभी फुल स्केल में नहीं पहुंचे हैं. तो AI में बहुत टाइम लगेगा टेक्नोलॉजी मैच्योर होने में. तो हम 5-10 साल 7 साल वेट नहीं कर सकते हैं कि जब पूरी मैच्योर होगी US में उसके एकदम प्रॉपर सेट इंप्लीमेंटेशन आ जाएंगे तब इंडिया में लाएंगे. नहीं, अभी एक्सपेरिमेंट करने का जो फन है वो दैट उसका भी मतलब जो उसमें एक पॉइंट जो आपने शुरू में विच यू मेंशन कि कुछ फाउंडर्स ने बोला है कि टेक्नोलॉजी जब मैच्योर हो जाए तब लेट मूवर एडवांटेज है. मेरे हिसाब से अर्ली मूवर का भी बहुत बड़ा बेनिफिट है. आज जिस बैंक के साथ या जिस एंटरप्राइज के साथ मैं बैठ के यूज केस को क्रिएट कर रहा हूँ, उनको मेरी ब्रेनस्टॉर्मिंग स्किल्स, मेरी कैपेबिलिटीज इन जनरल पता लग रही हैं. तो कल को जब टेक्नोलॉजी मैच्योर होगी ना, कुछ नया उनको पता लगेगा जो मैं नहीं कर रहा हूँ, वो मेरे पास आएंगे. सो मैं डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन भी बिल्ड कर रहा हूँ साथ में. एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन, द थ्रिल एंड फन ऑफ एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन, बट एट द सेम टाइम बिल्डिंग अ डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन अर्ली ऑन विद द कस्टमर, दोनों के एडवांटेजेस.
सो आई थिंक द राइट टाइम इज समवेयर when the technology is about to get mature or it's just matured, because not a lot of applications are made. So you have an early mover advantage for making the applications. You can be the first player and everything. At the same time, technology is mature enough that it can handle the practical use cases. So I personally look at it like that. AI, for example, right now is probably at that stage only, because a bit 3-4 years earlier also, it was not at a stage that something meaningful can come out of it. But right now, yes, there is a mammoth variety of applications that can be made using AI. Not many people are making it right now because there's a lot of confusion about what can be done. So I personally feel that that is the right time. So AI right now is the internet of when probably it started gaining momentum.
So would it be fair to say at least generative AI finally living up to the promise? But from a customer perspective, I think the world is still catching up to sort of think creatively about, what are the possibilities or where can it be applied to? And it's to some degree like swimming in the ocean with these customers, like going with the currents, figuring out what can be built.
Yes, I think a generative AI right now is a 10-12 years old kid, can do a lot of things, still learning to do a lot of things. But yeah, there is enough potential. And there will come a stage when it will actually be able to do a lot more things than today. So
my view here is that I enjoy that early wala phase, right? You as you mentioned ki some other founder said ki late mover ka benefit hai. I think there is no right or wrong answer here. Early mover mein ek benefit hota hai ki you get to experiment on a lot of things. So as a founder, I love experimentation. I love co-creating things with the customer. I love sitting and having that discussions and brainstorming sessions. So ek bar technology ban gayi hai, mature ho gayi hai, to it becomes very straightforward, and then it becomes less of a technology game, more of a building a distribution game for a already mature technology and product that you have created. अभी के फेज में जहाँ मार्केट एग्जिस्ट नहीं करता है या मार्केट बहुत अर्ली स्टेजेस में है, उसका अपना मजा है. आप कस्टमर के साथ बैठो, डिस्कस करो. मेनी टाइम्स कस्टमर्स थ्रो प्रॉब्लम स्टेटमेंट्स टू अस एंड से कि कैन यू फाइंड आउट इफ यू कैन बिल्ड अ टेक्नोलॉजी और अ सोल्यूशन फॉर दिस. सो वो सोचने में मजा आता है, एंड आई थिंक दैट्स द पार्ट आई पर्सनली एन्जॉय. सो ऑनेस्टली आई हैव नॉट थॉट टू मच इनटू कि अभी टाइमिंग क्यों सही है, अभी करना चाहिए नहीं. मतलब इट्स होता ना एक्सोटल से एक्विजिशन आफ्टर एक्विजिशन, हमारा टेन्योर ओवर हो गया, वी सेड वील मूव आउट एंड स्टार्ट अ न्यू वेंचर, दैट्स इट. अभी जनरेटिव एआई मार्केट में डिमांड है, कस्टमर्स एक्सपेरिमेंट करना चाहते हैं. सो वेर एवर देर इज एक्सपेरिमेंटेशन, देर इज इवेंचुअली एन अपॉर्चुनिटी, तो चलो परस्यू करते हैं. दैट्स हाउ माई थिंकिंग इज. इतना डीप में सोचा नहीं है, टू बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट.
स्पेंड टाइम इन मार्केट, लर्न फ्रॉम कस्टमर्स,
यस,
एंड बिल्ड डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन इन द प्रोसेस.
उसका फायदा भी होता है कि इफ यू वर्क विद अ कस्टमर, सॉल्व एन अनसॉल्व प्रॉब्लम फॉर देम, दे विल बिकम अ कस्टमर फॉर लाइफ. They will always come to you for anything that they want new. And वो फिर मतलब मजा आता है यार उनके साथ काम करने में. फिर वो आपका नेक्स्ट प्रोडक्ट जो बनना है, वो कस्टमर आपको फिर नेक्स्ट प्रॉब्लम स्टेटमेंट देंगे, एंड यू कैन वर्क विद देम. सो आई एंजॉय दैट पार्ट.
लाइक इट्स अ पर्सनल डिसीजन फॉर यू, बट हाउ डिड यू थिंक अबाउट बिल्डिंग फॉर द US वर्सेस बिल्डिंग फॉर इंडिया?
वी एक्सपेरिमेंटेड बिल्डिंग फॉर द US ऑल्सो इन द अर्ली फेजेस. आई टॉक टू अ लॉट ऑफ फाउंडर्स, एंड इवेंचुअली आई रियलाइज वॉज दैट यू हैव टू बी इन द US to actually make for the US in the most perfect way. Because what happens is, if you're sitting in India making for the US, a lot of companies in the past have done that. For example, Freshworks is there, Zoho is there and all. But that playbook is now not as new as it was earlier, and it's not as effective right now because there's a lot of competition also. So what is preferred is that you go to the US so as to get the insights firsthand, instead of getting lagging insights while sitting in India, because there will be some competitor of yours sitting in the US who will have those insights earlier than you, will move faster than you and be ahead. So there is no point in playing a game where you know what is the point and right. So personally, we decided to stay back in Mumbai only, a lot of personal reasons. Our parents are also here and we personally love this place. So we decided consciously to not move to the US. And then if you're not moving there, then play the Indian game, because over here we understand the market, we know, and the behavior is also very different between a US customer and an Indian customer. So we consciously decided to like work for the Indian market right now. And then maybe later on when we plan to expand, then we can just explore. But as of now, we are looking at the Indian market.
You mentioned Mumbai, so that's an interesting topic. We will come to that. But just a follow-up to that, right? India as a market, hot topic of conversation, is it big enough?
Not yet. Right? If you ask me, ki Aman, $1 billion SaaS company aap bana sakte ho is market mein? Not yet. With time, market will mature. Market will become bigger. Multiple products aapko lane padenge. And ऐसा नहीं है कि आपने एक सिंगल प्रोडक्ट पकड़ा और यूएस जितना आपको सो यूएस में बेनिफिट क्या होता है 10 टाइम्स मोर बिजनेसेस 10 टाइम्स मोर पेइंग पावर तो आपका मार्केट 100 टाइम्स ज्यादा हो जाता है एंड सो दैट द साइज ऑफ द अपॉर्चुनिटी इज बिगर इंडिया में थोड़ा डिफिकल्ट है फॉर श्योर इंडियन कस्टमर्स आर रिलेटिवली प्राइस सेंसिटिव कंपेयर टू वेस्टर्न मार्केट्स एंड द नंबर ऑफ कंपनीज इन इंडिया इज ऑल्सो लेसर बट इफ यू गो डीप वर्क विद द कस्टमर्स एंड बिल्ड मल्टीपल प्रोडक्ट्स देन आई थिंक देर इज अ लार्ज इनफ अपॉर्चुनिटी मतलब नॉट नेसेसरली अ मल्टी बिलियन डॉलर अपॉर्चुनिटी बट आई थिंक इफ यू स्टे एट इट इफ यू लेयर अ लॉट ऑफ प्रोडक्ट्स ओवर टाइम लाइक ओवर अ 5-year, 7-year जर्नी इफ यू लेयर 4-5 प्रोडक्ट देन आई थिंक अ लार्ज इनफ बिजनेस कैन बी बिल्ट इन इंडिया एज वेल Distribution will play a key role because India mein trust ka problem hota hai. People don't want to work with service providers who they don't trust and because of obvious reasons ki koi default kar raha hai, koi advance payment leke bhag ja raha hai and so on and so forth. So wo jo whoever can crack the distribution and layer multiple products on top of it will be able to build a big business. And in fact, that's the belief with which we are also building Graylabs AI. We have relationships with the customers and hamari approach bhi waisi rehti hai ki yaar jis bhi customers ke saath aap kaam kar rahe ho, unke saath trust establish karo. You know, whatever you promise, your sales team promise, wo eventually deliver ho raha hai and then they come back to you to buy again. So that way, the market opportunity is there big enough.
Yes, the enterprises, especially the financial enterprises, they have a lot of technology spending. So over there, the market is huge. But if we talk about SMB customers, if you're targeting Indian SMB customers, probably that is not that huge as of now. But yeah, it will increase.
Got it. So just continuing on this theme, right? You mentioned like these large enterprise-y clients. Obviously, with Cogno AI, you sold to a lot of banks before. So as a young founder or even back then as a first-time founder, how do you go about acquiring enterprise clients, especially regulated industries, places where people don't want to take risk? What was your secret?
See, it's difficult. Let me put it that way. It's not easy at all. But a few things that worked for us, right? Number one, find references in the network. So we are fortunate to be from IIT Bombay and IIT Kanpur respectively. So hamare bahut sare alums hain jo bade bade banks and financial institutions ke senior positions pe hain. Somebody is a CTO, CEO, CIO and so on and so forth. So you can always find a reference to them in the network, right? So हमारे alumni के WhatsApp groups हैं, जिसमें आप डाल दो कि यार so and so person से मिलना है, some other 1998 batch alum will reply कि yeah, this person is my batchmate and a friend, I can introduce you, give a warm intro. So वहाँ पे एक trust का problem solve हो जाता है आपका, because as I mentioned, right, कि people don't want to buy from people who they don't trust. The moment you say कि look, I am also a fellow IIT and there is a soft corner, right? And in fact, that's the unfair advantage if you say कि आप जो ग्रे लैब्स बना रहे हो आपका अनफेयर एडवांटेज क्या एक्सेस टू द मार्केट सो दैट इज पॉइंट नंबर वन पॉइंट नंबर टू इज कि ओवर टाइम वी स्टार्टेड लर्निंग कि सेलिंग टू एन एंटरप्राइज इज नॉट अबाउट सेलिंग टू वन पर्सन देर इज बिजनेस आईटी इंफॉर्मेशन सिक्योरिटी लीगल कंप्लायंस फाइनेंस प्रोक्योरमेंट सात लोग होते हैं एक जने ने मना कर दिया तो आपका डील स्टॉप हो गया सो वी स्टार्टेड बिल्डिंग प्लेबुक्स जैसे आज डेटा सिक्योरिटी टीम है दे वांट टू सी वेरी ऑब्वियस थिंग्स की जो VAPT रिपोर्ट्स होती है वल्नरेबिलिटी असेसमेंट पेनिट्रेशन टेस्टिंग वो है कि नहीं ISO है कि नहीं SOC 2 है कि नहीं RBI का SAR ऑडिट है कि नहीं सो ये चार पांच चीजें वी स्टार्टेड प्रोडक्टाइजिंग सो इट्स लाइक लुक एट सेल्स प्रोसेस एज अ प्रोडक्ट दैट योर कंपनी इज ऑफरिंग टू द एंड कस्टमर डेटा सिक्योरिटी वाले को आप डे वन पे ये चीजें पकड़ा दोगे ना वो अपना दिमाग नहीं लगाएंगे और वो बोलेंगे ठीक है ओके फ्रॉम आवर साइड अदरवाइज इफ यू गो थ्रू द एंटायर ऑडिट प्रोसेस 3 महीना उसी में लग जाएगा एंड इट इलोंगेट्स योर सेल्स साइकिल सो व्हेन यू आर कंपीटिंग विद अ सर्विस प्रोवाइडर जिसके पास ये सर्टिफिकेशंस नहीं है एंड यू गो एंड से मेरे पास रेडी है एंड यू गो एंड से कि देखिए 3 और कंपीटिंग बैंक्स जो आपके साइज एंड स्केल के हैं या प्रॉब्ली बिगर दैन यू दे आर माई कस्टमर्स यू ऑटोमेटिकली फास्ट ट्रैक द प्रोसेस एंड दैट बिकम्स योर अनफेयर एडवांटेज इवेंचुअली कस्टमर को बाय करना है दे हैव टू मेक अ डिसीजन कि यू वर्सेस समवन एल्स And if you are able to show these unfair advantages in the sales process, in the sales journey, it becomes an easy decision for them. That is number one. We also leveraged ki ek bank ko pakda और फिर उसके सब्सिडरीज के पास गए सेइंग कि लुक बैंक इज माय कस्टमर. सो यू गेट अ बैंक, गो टू देयर लाइफ इंश्योरेंस आर्म, गो टू देयर जनरल इंश्योरेंस स्टॉक ब्रोकिंग आर्म एंड से कि लुक द बैंक हैज इवैल्यूएटेड मी, डन माय कंप्लीट ड्यू डिलिजेंस, हियर इज माय एग्रीमेंट कॉपी विद द बैंक, माय कमर्शियल्स आर देयर, द प्राइस विच बैंक हैज साइंड अप विद मी इज एज इट इज कॉपी पेस्टेड हियर, माय सिक्योरिटी अप्रूवल, माय कंप्लायंस अप्रूवल, लीगल अप्रूवल, ऑल ऑफ दैट इज देयर, यू गिव मी अ गो अहेड, आई विल स्टार्ट इंप्लीमेंटेशन फ्रॉम टुमारो, यू डोंट हैव टू यूज योर ब्रेन्स. सो ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स वी फिगर्ड आउट इन द प्रोसेस की हाउ डू यू मेक द बाइंग प्रोसेस फॉर द CXO very effortless and smooth, having references, having ready-made, you know, documents, approvals, certifications, having a backing of their parent entity, which is the bank, using you as a customer, as a service provider. All of that we figured out in the process, and that really helped us acquire a lot of these enterprise customers.
So that's probably downstream, right? So let me talk about landing that first client, right?
Yes.
And no one wants to jump first, so they're waiting for someone else to take the leap, right? And again, banks usually would make the same safe choice, right? Every CIO thinks that I will not get fired if I pick Salesforce, for example, right? Now, big company has all the trust, the security, the certifications, right? So what do you do to win that first customer, right? Or what does it come down to? And maybe the answer is simpler than, and we overcomplicate this, but how do you land that first client?
So I'll talk about our first client acquisition journey. Back in 2017, we onboarded State Bank of India as our first customer. So some of this, by the way, what I'm going to tell is an unfair advantage that may not be replicable for everyone else. So IIT Bombay Incubation Cell is an investor in our company, right? We were incubated at Sign, the IIT Bombay Incubation Cell.
Yeah, this is the previous company, Cognizant.
Yeah, the previous company, of course. And they had a memorandum of understanding with SBI that SBI will evaluate, give a fair chance of evaluation to the startups that come through Sign. So that's how we went to SBI. Obviously, that's just the first meeting, getting the foot in the door. We did the first meeting. They liked us and said, ki, wow, at that time we were building chatbots for banks and financial institutions. They liked us and said, ki, fine, go and incorporate a company, because it was me and my earlier co-founder, two people, not even a private limited entity. So when we, you know, went back and incorporated a company, it took about a month's worth of time. When we went back to SBI, they had forgotten about us. In that 1 month, they forgot. Obviously, they keep on meeting multiple service providers and all. We figured out ki they liked us. Now we are not going empty-handed, because with two, three other banks, they had turned us down. So SBI mein hum peeche lag gaye. Unke jo one person was there, we convinced him ki boss, please gate pass bana diya karo aap. Hum aake aapke office mein baith jayenge. We used to sit every day outside the cabin of that DGM whom we met. After two, 3 days, he understood ye log khali haath nahi jaane wale hain. And he said ki look, 1st July ko bank ka foundation day aa raha hai. Why don't you build a chatbot solution? At that time, we wanted to originally build a voice bot company. And फिर उन्होंने बोला voice वगैरह हमारा channel बहुत high volumes आती हैं call center पे. We can't experiment with a startup like yours. Chatbot आप बना लो, static question answer डाल देना कि customer पूछ रहा है what is the interest rate of home loan, तो वो interest rate आ जाए. या how do I apply for it? What documents are required? ये सब जो static questions हैं, home loan, car loan, personal loan, scope narrow down कर दिया. अभी स्टैटिक क्वेश्चन आंसर है, उसमें कुछ डेटा ब्रीच का चांसेस क्लोज टू जीरो है, कुछ भी क्या ही, कोई कस्टमर डेटा है ही नहीं. होम लोन का इंटरेस्ट रेट पब्लिक है, उनकी वेबसाइट पे. दिस इज मोर ऑफ अ कन्वीनियंस टूल दैट दे वांटेड टू मेक एक्सेसिबल ऑन देयर वेबसाइट वाया चैट इंटरफेस, दैट्स इट. सो स्कोप नैरो डाउन कर लिया, लार्ज इंपैक्ट वाली चीजें नहीं करी टू बिगिन विथ, तो एकदम छोटा सा प्रोजेक्ट बन गया. उसके कमर्शियल्स रिलेटिवली कम थे, स्कोप नैरोअर था, डेटा ब्रीच का चांसेस कम था, एंड इवेंचुअली थोड़ा परसिस्टेंस लगा. लॉन्ग एंड आई एम कटिंग डाउन द स्टोरी, परसिस्टेंस लगा, बट देन वी वेंट लाइव विद SBI इन अ कपल ऑफ मंथ्स. सो दैट्स हाउ वी लैंडेड आवर फर्स्ट कस्टमर. SBI रेफर्ड अस टू SBI लाइफ इंश्योरेंस. They were evaluating partners for chatbot, and same cheese which I told you in my previous question also, ki SBI ka reference tha, jaake bola ki sir dekho SBI se contract hai, aisa waisa hai, khatam. They stopped their RFP process and said ki SBI ka already hai, matlab onboarded partner, so it's a no-brainer for us. They have some guidelines internally ki group parent entity ka agar koi service provider hai, they can take it up, right? So all of that helped us acquire customers initially. But in SBI, what really worked was ki we were very persistent. Jab unhone, when they forgot about us, we did not forget them. We said ki ab to karna hai kuch bhi karke, itna bada bank hai, thoda interest dikhaya, matlab problem exist karta hai, persist karte hain, discomfort aa raha hai, koi baat nahi, let's show them our face every single day. Let's show up every single day, meet them, give them that comfort. And why you are? And fir unhone hame 15 din ka, by the way, time diya tha ki ek demo banane ke liye, hum 7 din mein pahunch gaye. So once they start seeing ki yaar ye fatafat kar rahe hain, they are giving me that special treatment, main jo bol raha hu bana ke de rahe hain, timely bana ke de rahe hain. So customer ko comfort lane ki deri hoti hai, ek bar comfort aa gaya, they will buy.
So hack your way into the office.
Yeah.
Don't take no for an answer, right?
Yes.
De-risk by like no customer data. Correct. Easy. Correct. Convenient choice for the customer, so they can.
Correct.
Take that bet, ship fast, build comfort.
Yes.
Right. Okay. I know you mentioned AI, we've covered a lot of that. We've covered enterprise. Let's talk a little bit about talent, and then we'll talk about talent in Bombay, right? Because that's also an interesting subject. But what's your secret to, again, hiring and retaining engineering talent, right? And I'm imagining Bombay has, again, a lot of tech companies, high cost of living. You were bootstrapping at the time, right? So what's your secret sauce?
Yeah, so in my previous venture, I used to look at product and engineering. And in engineering, especially like around COVID and after COVID, there was like a sudden increase in salaries of the people. And then there was like huge attrition.
People 2021.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, it was difficult to hire in 2020 and it was difficult to retain in 2021. Especially if we talk about the engineering talent, people were just switching companies like crazy. The salaries were increasing
ridiculous,
so much.
Ridiculous, yeah.
It was a ridiculous time at that time. So, but still, if I talk about it, so in our engineering team, except for the people, some people who were not like suited for the team and we had to let go. Other than that, so there was 0 to 5% attrition, honestly. And the people who have been with us, like they have been with us since several years. Like it has been their first job at Cogno and they had been continuing with us till the time that we were there. So if I would say the secret sauce is culture, we had a very strong culture in Cogno. Like everybody, so see the average age was around 25 years or so. Everybody was super energetic. They had like full mission in life that they have to do great and all. So a lot of people, because the first company was Cogno, they do not have any other cultural backlog in mind kind of, right? So they got accustomed to the culture very quickly. So I think that was the main secret sauce. Culture is not about that swanky offices and swags given and all those things. I personally feel that is how much you care for your team members and how much they feel that we are working together as a team, as a family, whatever. Like, we were personally very bonded with our team members. So I'll just give you an example. There was one person who was earlier in an engineering team that later moved on to product. So his mom had gotten this COVID in the first or second wave.
Second wave, yeah.
So, and he had lost his dad earlier. So when he told, and he was still working, he was in the hospital, he was still working. And we said that you take care of your mom. And he was like, yeah, mom is fine because she's anyway in the hospital. I am just sitting outside so I can work. And so that kind of dedication. And then we were like, okay, so are you facing any challenges and what? And then remdesivir was very difficult to get at that time, right? And so when he told us, so what we both did was that we just broadcasted that whoever has remdesivir, please let us know. And everywhere, like Insta, WhatsApp, everywhere. And then one, at that time, it was very difficult to get. One of his friends, I think from Hyderabad, he was able to arrange somehow. And then we got that medicine, got administered to his mother and his mother's life got saved. So like we are like that level connected to the people that whatever the problem, personal, professional, anything, just come discuss, because we were also like almost a similar age, right? So that bonding that depicted in our culture, and everybody was caring about everybody like that. So that bonded people together, low attrition, and people were, our Glassdoor rating was around 4.45 or something.
4.6
at the time of acquisition, yeah. And it remained around that for a long period of time. Even though we had like no perks, we did not even used to like give laptops for quite some time and insurance and all. At that time, it was not there.
Saturdays
were working, all 6 working days. But still that Glassdoor rating, I think because it was totally attributable to the culture.
I agree. I think it's a culture you build where people feel that they are learning, they are earning and they have ownership, right? And the company also shows ownership towards them. We never ran it like a proper large MNC, large corporate. कहीं पे अगर कोई 3 बजे रात को कस्टमर का कुछ इशू आया है तो ऐसा नहीं कि डेवलपर को बोला भाई तू देख तेरा प्रॉब्लम है, ऐसा नहीं है. हम भी साथ में बैठे हैं. सो द टीम मेंबर्स ऑल्सो अप्रिशिएट द फैक्ट कि यार मेरे फाउंडर्स जो हैं, ऐसा नहीं कि मुझे काम चिपका दिया है एंड दे आर यू नो जस्ट लेटिंग मी हैंडल द सिचुएशन. दे आर विथ मी इफ आई एम फेसिंग अ प्रॉब्लम, दे आर ऑल्सो सिटिंग देयर. सो दैट टीम स्टार्ट्स टू bond with the founders and the rest of the people very, very well. We used to go out on, trips with the team. Ya fir koi saath mein dinner kar rahe hain, saath mein celebration kar rahe hain, kisi ka birthday hai toh cake wagera manga rahe hain. So these small gestures where you show love and affection towards your team members, they go a long way. And as Harshita mentioned ki kisi ke life mein kuch personal problem hai, so then it's not about ki bhai your problem, you handle it. No. Eventually, if the person has a problem in their personal life, it will impact their work and their work will impact the company. So then we go ओवर एंड अबव राइट वी से कि यार ठीक है हमारा ही बंदा है इफ ही है और या हमारे टीम मेंबर है वी शुड हेल्प देम इन वॉट एवर वे पॉसिबल सो बी इट हेल्पिंग देम फाइनेंशियली ओवर एंड अबव द सैलरी बी इट अरेंजिंग मेडिसिन और कुछ भी रहता है वी आर ऑलवेज देयर कि यार लेट्स अनबर्डन द टीम मेंबर एज मच एज पॉसिबल एंड दैट हैज हेल्प्ड अस रिटेन पीपल फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम एंड यू नो इट वॉज नॉट अ कॉन्शियस स्ट्रैटेजी ऐसा नहीं है कि हम एक्सपीरियंस फाउंडर है हमें रिटेंशन का प्रॉब्लम आया तो हमने बैठ के बोला कि अच्छे काम करो इट वॉज यू नो अंदर से निकल के आया कि यार टीम मेंबर है उसकी लाइफ में प्रॉब्लम आ रहा है मैं नहीं हेल्प करूंगा तो कौन करेगा उसकी मम्मी बीमार है उसके फादर नहीं है और मैं बोलूँ कि भाई तेरे को काम करना है तो फिर मतलब आई एम अ बैड ह्यूमन बींग मोर देन अ बैड फाउंडर मोर देन अ बैड एंटरप्रेन्योर आई एम अ बैड ह्यूमन बींग हेल्प करना मेरा काम है मैं करूंगा वो कोई और भी होता बाहर का भी इंसान होता मेरी पहचान वाला होता तो मैं सामने से मेडिसिन अरेंज करके देता सो हैविंग दैट नेचर एज अ पार्ट ऑफ द डीएनए विदाउट लुकिंग एट उसका फाइनेंशियल बेनिफिट क्या है ऑलवेज नॉट हैविंग कमर्शियल इंटेंट एवरीवेयर दैट हेल्प्ड अस अ लॉट
आई थिंक विद दैट आई जस्ट वॉन्टेड टू एंड विद अ क्विक फायर राउंड सो आई विल आस्क अ फ्यू क्वेश्चंस यू गिव मी योर फर्स्ट रिएक्शन एंड आइदर ऑफ यू कैन पिक इट अप व्हाट सरप्राइज्ड यू अबाउट दिस एंटायर जेनएआई वेव
Accuracy. Matlab, we are into AI space for last 7 years, but now the level the intelligence has actually reached is just mind-boggling.
Yeah, and for me, I think what surprised was like how quickly it happened. I know OpenAI has been since several years and all, but like it was once they released ChatGPT, it was sudden. Like we can see a lot of use cases, we can see a lot of accuracy and everything. Before that, it was not that much. So that sudden increment. Was a bit surprising. Yeah. Like it is said that sometimes it happens like little things in decades and sometimes decades happen in little time. So I think this was what surprised.
Flip side to that, what worries you about it?
Keeping up to it.
Yes. Yes.
Every single day there is something new. Customer calls you and says, ki, hey Aman, I saw this Twitter post. What do you think about it? And I have no idea. That's the biggest worry.
Yeah. And how can you make the best use of it? Because GenAI is real. I mean, it is not a hype. So yes. You have to actually keep up to it. So that is worrisome also and interesting also.
Sam Altman, when he visited India, said it's hopeless for teams in India to compete with OpenAI on foundation models. Agree or disagree?
I disagree. Yeah, with enough money also obviously is involved. And see, ultimately, India, China, Russia, the tech talent is huge, right? These people go a lot in US and then do a lot of like groundbreaking work. So if they stay back in India, we can make a lot of better things. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, tough to say agree or disagree because as a country, we have not demonstrated that we have built such a groundbreaking technology. But at the same time, now is a great time where a lot of talented people are moving back to India from the US. And so maybe something like this comes up in the future from India itself.
For a founder, what's the secret to a happy marriage?
Trust, same value system, and appreciating each other's work and effort and understanding that. The summarizing everything, we both are in it together. We work as a machine, not as two spare parts. That is the secret sauce to a happy marriage.
Same.
If you had to call your younger self up the day before you were starting the first company, what would you say?
Start a little more early. I have one small regret, which I always say, ki I started the company in fourth year or around the end of fourth year. I spent while she argues ki that was your advantage that you completed your degree properly and then got into entrepreneurship. I feel that if I would have started maybe in third year, second year, it would have been even better. So that small thing, ki, please start early. Academics is good, but please start applying it in real life.
Yeah, I think focus more on your strengths than trying to cover up of your weaknesses. And try to be the best version of yourself instead of getting influenced by people around you. Because everybody has a different story, nature and everything. You don't know 100% of it. Not replicable. So just sharpen your own axe and be the best version of yourself.
Hiring tech talent in Bombay, easy or difficult?
Slightly difficult because people have a lot of questions. Bombay is an expensive city. What will happen and everything. So, but once you tell them the pros of Bombay, like it's a good city and it has a lot of companies and everything. So, you can hire. Slightly difficult, but manageable.
Two observations from my side. Number one, people from Gujarat are quite willing to move to Mumbai. It's a large metro city near their location. And it's still nearer to their state, right? To their hometown. So many of them want to move to Mumbai instead of going to Bangalore, right? So you can tap that talent. That is number one. And number two, people who are localites of Mumbai, they don't have a problem of expensive cost of housing because they likely stay with their parents. And because they stay in Mumbai, they don't want to move to Bangalore. So then hiring, tapping these two talent pools has given us good returns.
As a Gujarati, I love Bombay. So I agree with that.
You have a live, here is a live example. Yeah.
Awesome. I think with that, we'll wrap. Thank you so much once again for doing this together. Really excited to build Grey Labs with you guys. And again, thank you for the privilege of the partnership.
No, thank you so much. Privilege is ours. And we are very excited to, you know, build the first example of India-focused SaaS company.
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.